I'm Wendy Butler, and you've got Art Waves. Today, Scrap Humboldt. This Arcata-based nonprofit organization operates a donation-based creative reuse store and donation center and a creative education studio. With me in the studio are Scrap Humboldt director Malia Matsumoto and the organization's arts education program coordinator, Jenna Katsos. Malia responds first to my first question. When did the organization begin?
The Scrap Humboldt here started in 2010 and with research, and then the physical store was in 2012.
And you said here? Where other than here is Scrap Humboldt?
Well, Scrap Humboldt is part of the Scrap USA network, and we've got multiple stores around the country. The original Scrap started in Portland, and that's where the flagship store is. We also have stores in Denton, Texas, in Richmond, Virginia, in Baltimore, Maryland, and Ann Arbor, Michigan.
So all over the country.
All over the country.
And Scrap doesn't stand for anything. I mean, we're just talking Scrap as a catchy title.
It used to be an acronym for School and Community Reuse Action Project.
Okay.
Because the original Scrap started in Portland with a group of school teachers at the end of the year were tired of throwing away all their classroom material. So they decided to have an exchange, which is part of the exchange part of our title. And they exchanged materials between each other. And then from years it grew out from that where they had an exchange with the other teachers and they opened it up for sale. And it just blossomed from that.
And it was what to do with additional materials that we have, and we don't want to throw them away, but we think we can reuse them.
Exactly. And so that's where Scrap started in Portland, and then it branched out into this larger umbrella nonprofit for the different sites around the country.
Creative reuse. I wanted us to talk about creative reuse and what that means, really. There's some information on your website about creative reuse. So, Jenna.
Yeah, so in our education programs, we talk a lot about the four R's, and those are alternatives to throwing something in the garbage. So we have reduce, reuse, recycle, and rot. And we focus mainly on reuse. And my example is always, you know, if you have a great mason jar and maybe peanut butter came in it, when you're finished with that mason jar, you can reuse it. And a regular way to reuse that would be maybe putting more peanut butter in it. And then we love to focus on creative reuse. So then stretching your imagination a little bit further and thinking, how else can I use this jar? And not just for its intended purpose, but in some other way. And so that's mainly what we do at Scrap. We think of those imaginative, out-of-the-box ways to give something a new life.
And then in terms of what is actually at your facility, is your facility also a place where people exhibit works? Or what exactly makes up your organization and your physical organization and also, you know, what it is, what you do? Malia.
So currently our space doesn't exhibit not very many finished products. It's more of a springboard for your imagination and your projects as well. So we have materials and non-traditional materials that you would find at other thrift stores. We get things from different local businesses like Wing Inflatable and Cocotat will give us things that won't necessarily go to a thrift store, but we take in and we can offer those to the community. Like, for example, right now we've got some Gore-Tex from Cocotat that was from an end of a run of jackets that they were doing. So we can offer that at a low price per yard for folks to creatively reuse that in whatever their projects are. And then we also take things like CDs and DVDs, the traditional kind of materials, but we don't have knickknacks or tchotchkes, no clothing. We have a lot of the bones of what you could make into other things Do you have any other things to add about that we have at the store?
I've heard people describe us as a thrift store for craft materials, mm-hmm. which I think really kind of gets to the heart of what you'll find in our store. But then we also have crazy stuff. Like, we have giant bins full of bottle caps and wine corks and old glasses lenses and all sorts of stuff like that that you look at and you don't initially think like, oh, that's an art material. But then when you start really diving into it, there's so much potential in all those kinds of items.
Are you open every day or most days? What are your hours of operation?
We're open Monday through Saturday from 12 to 6, and we take donations at that same time as well. And we're closed on Sunday for a break.
Malia, do you work at the facility, or do you have a staff who works there? How does it go?
Both. Okay. So we're mainly volunteer run, but there's a few of us, like myself and Jenna and Dev, our volunteer coordinator and our reuse manager. She's also works for us, and we have one student assistant who is through work study from HSU, but everything else is volunteer run. So I work at Scrap in the office, but I also work, I'm a cashier on Mondays, taking people's donations and helping people problem solve through their ideas and their projects.
What would you say is the most unusual donation you've received thus far since you've been involved?
One that I just started in September, but a donation that I know Scrap did receive when the Discovery Museum was moving in Eureka, that they had a whole room full of different displays and things that they had used over the years. So we got like a 4-foot nose and a 4-foot piece of jumbo plastic spine and just like wacky fun stuff. I'm always amazed at what people have and what they bring into the store. It's just, the creative potential is endless.
Do people bring in things that are glass, things that are wire? I'm just thinking of things that lie around a house, things that are made up of paper.
Yeah.
Yes, and more. So I kind of look at our store as if your favorite artist was having a garage sale, but like on steroids. So everything's very organized and things are in groups and things are labeled. So you can really get down to the materials and be able to see them for what they are and see where they can go. Like, we've got a whole bin of slides that people have donated, just like the old photo slides, and I've seen people turn them into chandeliers. So when you turn on the light, then you have all these little windows looking, you know, looking into little vistas or whatnot. It's pretty amazing what folks have made with the things that we have. Or like mosaic tiles. I'm trying to think of some of the fun stuff that just came in today. I mean, we have everything from basic things like office supplies up to 4-foot noses.
And so the nose is the nose still waiting there for?
No, the nose is actually in an art installation that Nancy Tobin's doing here in Arcata.
All right. So Nancy came in and utilized that. She came in and took the nose and incorporated it into what she was doing.
Yes, the nose knows.
The nose knows. Malia, you are the director of Scrap Humboldt, and you have been for just since September, you said. So you and I originally met when you were finishing up with Humboldt State University in the art program. What was your degree specifically?
My art degree was with an emphasis in painting and sculpture, and I got the museum and gallery certificate. And after I finished the program, I actually got hired here at HSU and was helping teach the museum and gallery practices curriculum here on campus.
And so what drew you, particularly with, you know, with your emphasis, you know, going towards your degree, what drew you to Scrap Humboldt?
Well, I've been going to Scrap Humboldt and purchasing things for my own art practice since the inception. And then there's an annual event that Scrap puts on called the Rebel Craft Rumble. And the next one's coming up March 24th in 2018. And I participated in the last 4 years of that. And this will be our fifth year as a competitor. And so I've just been active with Scrap. I've volunteered before. I've taught classes at Scrap. And this opportunity arose. rows, and it's a really wonderful Venn diagram of my personal art practice, my personal feelings on environmental issues, creative reuse, my skills, you know, my office skills, and just combining all those things together into a wonderful organization that's such an asset to our community.
And Jenna, what brought you into Scrap Humboldt, would you say?
Yeah, so my background is in art and education, and I really wanted to get back into a teaching role. And so I was looking for something to kind of make a move in that direction. And the education coordinator position opened up at Scrap. And I knew a number of people kind of in that world. And I had been into the store a bunch, and it seemed like an awesome opportunity. And so I've been at Scrap now for just a little bit over a year in my current position.
Let's talk about the educational programs and or your ideas. Let's do that now. And then I want to get into different activities that have gone on and events that are happening in general. So let's talk education, art education.
Yeah, so at Scrap, we have a really robust education program. And one of the greatest things about my job is that I get to juggle a lot of different types of educational programs, and we draw a lot of different people in. So we have school programs where we teach, you know, traditional school age kids, and we both go into classrooms and teach about creative reuse and welcome schools to come into our facility and do field trips. And that's maybe the largest component of our education programs. But then we also do workshops at our facility in the studio for community members, where we go over how to make specific projects or how to use a specific material or playing around with a different technique. And then we also offer camps during all the school breaks, and we do parties as well. So birthday parties for kids, adult holiday parties, anything where people want to come in and get a little bit crafty.
Jenna Katsos, education coordinator for Scrap Humboldt. Also here is the organization's director, Malia Matsumoto. I'm Wendy Butler, and this is Art Waves on KHSU. We continue next with Jenna telling us more about Scrap Humboldt's educational programs. Do you personally go into some of these schools?
Yeah.
As well? And are they schools in our greater Eureka area, or do you, are you able to reach further at this point?
Yeah, so they are all Humboldt County schools, and more commonly Eureka, Arcata, McKinleyville area. And we go in and we do generally an hour program with students, and often schools will bring us in for more of like a collaborative project where we'll go in a number of times to do something a little bit more long term.
Can you give an example of one of the longer term things that you've done, and who you did it with, and when it happened, what you did?
Yeah, well, a school actually comes to us every spring, Laurel Tree, and they're an Arcata school, and they have been coming into Scrap pretty much as long as we've been around doing education programs. But they come in every spring for a nice long chunk of time. And every year we plan a different kind of project to do with the students. And that's an interesting group of kids, because many of them have been coming to Scrap now for years and years and years. And so we always have to think of a way to engage them, to get them thinking a little bit more about creative reuse, take that next step. And so I know 2 years ago they did a long-term mandala project. And then this year, this past spring, we really focused on materials, and we dove in more to thinking about where they came from and studying natural resources and turning those specific raw materials then into one-off creative reuse projects that they took home each week.
It sounds like science incorporated with art.
Absolutely. It's really interdisciplinary. And that's one of my greatest passions, is trying to get people to think about it as more than art. You know, we're not just going in and making something pretty. We're going in and we are, you know, stretching our imaginations, doing creative problem solving. There is always engineering and science rolled in. And it's really easy then to incorporate writing as well. And absolutely, there's always reading in there too. And so I love to think about it as like, you can really tick all the boxes when you bring in creative reuse. It doesn't necessarily just need to be art.
Do you primarily work with elementary age?
Yeah, we mainly do K through 12, and I would say that the meat of our program tends to be third and fourth grade. I think that's kind of the sweet spot. But we also do college age, and I would love to get working with more high school students. So anyone who's listening, if you have, you know, a connection with a high school, maybe you're a high school teacher, a high school student, we would love to be doing more projects with kind of that older age of students that has a little more ability, a little higher range of thinking, and start thinking about how we can incorporate creative reuse into those curriculums.
In your study in education, had you always wanted to be an art teacher when you were getting your credential?
Yeah, so I did art as my undergrad study, and then I did my master's degree in education. And when I was doing my master's, I wasn't necessarily thinking about incorporating art. And then when this job opened up, it was like, man, being an art teacher is kind of like that dream job that I never really acknowledged might happen. And it's really been a great step. And I think my focus on education has always been on experiential education and non-traditional programs. I was never very excited about being a traditional classroom teacher. I was always sort of looking for ways to get out of the classroom and incorporate education in different ways. And so this organization has really given me that opportunity to play around with that non-traditional educational component, and how can you teach kids without them even realizing that they're engaging in that kind of learning situation?
What kind of questions do the young ones ask? You know, about, I mean, you come and you bring materials, or maybe you go out with them and you find materials. I mean, well, yeah, let's start there. How does it work? You bring things in, or you go out with them on some kind of journey and find things?
Yeah, so for our in-school education, I always bring, you know, a couple of big bins full of stuff. And I try to pull some really interesting, odd things from the store that they might not have encountered otherwise. And I always try to engage them in a conversation about, where do you think this came from? What do you think its purpose may have been? And then starting to get those creative juices flowing, what do you think we could use this for in the future? And so really thinking about those three things when you look at an object. And I love getting kids to think about, you know, this may be garbage, quote unquote. But then when you really start looking at it, everything has a story of where it's been. And what we do at Scrap is give things, you know, we continue their story. We give them another life, and getting the kids to really think about that.
Malia, tell us what some of the things that are happening, the events that are going to be happening with Scrap Humboldt coming up either in December or going into 2018.
So in December, we're having our Saturday's Makers Market. And every Saturday, there's different local makers who incorporate creative reuse in the products that they make. And they'll be in our in-store studio from 1 to 6 selling their wares. So you can talk directly to a local maker and see the things that they have creatively reused. We also have a series of workshops coming up. Every Monday, we're having gift making Mondays. So each Monday, we'll have a different theme. We just had one where people made felt mistletoe and tassel garlands and glitter jars for decorating their homes this season. We're also having a holiday headpiece class coming up. So it's making different fun holiday hats. There's one that you'll see has it looks like a little gift on top of your head. We're also having a really exciting local maker, Chelsea Harris, who is also in one of our Saturday makers markets, who is teaching a pom-pom making workshop. And she uses pom-poms in her art. She makes earrings and different home decor as well. And that's going to be a really fun hands-on workshop. And we're also having an 18 and over class because we're having subversive cross stitch. So little punny sayings that are a little more adult than your traditional grandma's cross stitch. And then coming up in the new year, we'll be having an open house on January 20th. So we're going to invite everybody to come in. We've had a lot of new changes and expansion in the store. We're moving things around the store, see our new materials, some of the new projects that we've made that are hanging up in the store. They'll be really exciting. And that's on the 20th, Saturday the 20th. We're also
of January.
Of January, yes. Yeah. And then also on the 12th of January, the Rebel Craft Rumble that I had mentioned earlier.
It's called Rebel Craft Rumble, and it's a competition.
It's a competition. It's similar to Iron Chef, but on two-person teams, and all centered around creative reuse and making. And we're having our call for competitors. Applications are going to be due on the 12th of January, and then the actual Rumble is going to be on the 24th of March. And those are some of our big, exciting things that are coming up.
And this is a fundraiser for Scrap?
It's our largest fundraiser of the year, and this will be our half a decade, so 5 years of doing the Rebel Craft Rumble. And I'll be at the Arcata Playhouse this year.
And two things. One, where physically are you located?
We're at 101 H Street, and we're actually at the corner of G&H and Arcata. So H Street curves at the bottom, and so we're on the corner, even though it seems like we couldn't be, but we are, where Renaissance Computers used to be.
And what is the best way for people to contact you and or get information about these events coming up?
The best resource would be our website, scraphumboldt.org. But you're also more than welcome to come into the store. We've got a calendar coming up. Everybody knows about our events. You can talk to us in person. You can send us an email from the website. We're also on Facebook and Instagram.
Finally, what I'd like to do is spend a couple of minutes talking about you individually as an artist. Are you currently working on some kind of art project, and what is it, and what are you using, Malia?
Currently, I'm in a group show at the Mad River Tap Room. I'm also in the holiday exhibition at Third Street Gallery in Eureka. And then coming up in January, there is a curated group show at Third Street Gallery about climate change called Hot, and I was accepted into that show as well.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Jenna, how about you? How about art making in your life?
Yeah, so when I'm not at Scrap, I'm an illustrator, and I have a business called Pen and Pine, and I draw a number of different things. I draw a lot of things for myself, you know, pieces that I'm really passionate about, and then I also do freelance work for local businesses and folks out of the area. And most recently, I did a project for the Eureka Visitor Center, which is now in the Clark Museum building in Eureka. And so I did a map for them and a number of other things for their launch when they first opened.
Just as a day-to-day practice, we often discard things without even thinking about their potential. What would you like to say to people as far as outreach, as far as what they might be thinking, perhaps thinking differently about the potential of these items?
For me, I think it starts way before we're ready to discard an item, and it starts when we acquire the item into our lives. And I think that just more thought can go into all steps of that, into like the life that we give to these different things. And, you know, thinking about what we really need in our lives before we acquire all these things. And then when it does come time, you know, that we don't need the item anymore, thinking about ways to continue its life. And I think that that's a great way that Scrap fits into this community of giving a place where people can donate their items, but also a place where people can go instead of buying things new, and instead of continuing to, you know, fuel that creation of constantly new items, going into Scrap and using things that are already existing in this community, and just the overall energy that is saved in the entire system by doing things this way. It's really powerful. And since I've started working at Scrap, I've really seen the sheer amount of stuff that we have in this community. And, you know, just continue that cycle. And on a separate but connected note, I would say I'm always so surprised when people come into Scrap and say, I didn't know you guys were here, or I've never been in here before. And it's incredible to me because we have a really large space. You'll see if you come in. And it's so incredible to me that people in our community don't know that we're there and don't even know what we're doing. And so I just invite people to come check it out. Even if you think, oh, I'm not creative, it's not really my thing, if you do anything, you will find something that's useful at Scrap.
Emilia?
Something that I've been ruminating on is I saw this. There's another creative reuse center in Cincinnati, and they were talking about how every piece of plastic that has ever been made is still here, and how the choices, like Jenna was saying, the choices that we're making to bring these things into our lives and the choices to consume and use these products, just because we throw them away, they don't go away. They just go somewhere else. So using the things that we already have in front of us to its fullest potential before you just throw it away. I'm doing air quotes right now. Mm-hmm. It does, because it doesn't go away. It's still here. It's still going to go into the earth. It's still going to be around until I am long and gone. It's not going anywhere. And using everything or making the choice to not use something, to not get that bag or not get that piece of one-use plastic, and just reuse the things that we have, or creatively reuse the things that we do have, and just using our resources to its fullest potential before moving on to the next thing. It's been really sitting with me a lot.
Malia Matsumoto, director of Scrap Humboldt. Also here was the organization's education coordinator, Jenna Katsos. Scrap Humboldt at 101 H Street in Arcata, open Monday through Saturday, noon to 6. Again, for more information about Scrap Humboldt, creative reuse, Scrap Humboldt workshops, and other events, you can visit scraphumboldt.org. That's Art Waves for today. Join me for the next regular broadcast, Tuesday at 1:30 p.m. You can listen anytime online at khsu.org. You can download podcasts of the program from iTunes. I'm Wendy Butler. Until next time, thanks for listening.